One of the questions that we face often is, what are we supposed to do? What should we do? What do we need to do in order to get into heaven? Or like the question of the rich young man, what good must I do to inherit eternal life? This question comes up even more intensely in the season of Lent, because Lent is a time of focus, a time of renewal, a time of conversion. So we ask the question, well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to observe the season of Lent? How can I best prepare for the upcoming Paschal festivities, the Holy Week and Easter? Well, we have lots of good advice coming to us from many sources, the best being the liturgy itself. We started out on Ash Wednesday with the reminder that we should practice prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. What's making that sound? Okay, it's outside. Okay, there's always something to distract us. Maybe I'm the only one distracted. Anyway, so prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And we realize that, in fact, it was told us at the very beginning in Ash Wednesday that there are two different ways to pray, fast, and give alms. There's the way that is for others to see, and there's the way that God sees. Well, this distinction comes up again today. You know that the theme chosen for today's Mass is, it is love that I desire, not sacrifice. It is love that I desire, not sacrifice. Which makes us stop for a moment, because part of what we know is required is sacrifice. So here we are halfway through Lent, halfway through a season of sacrifice, and all of a sudden we're told that God doesn't want sacrifice? How are we supposed to understand that? Well, let's look first at today's gospel, and then we'll get the deeper answer to the question in today's first reading. But in the gospel, Jesus tells us the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Now, if we have in the back of our minds the question, what are we supposed to do? And we look at these two men, it looks to us at first like the Pharisee is the one who's doing the right stuff. He even says, he fasts twice a week, he pays tithes on his whole income, and here he is in the temple praying. Praying, fasting, almsgiving. He's got it made. He's doing everything right. The tax collector, on the other hand, well, we don't know what he does, but we hear his prayer, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So he's acknowledging that he has not been doing the right things. If we look at it on the surface, looks like the Pharisee is doing everything right and the tax collector is doing everything wrong. But in fact, and this is the twist of the parable, Jesus says, no, the Pharisee does not go home justified, but the tax collector does. Even though the Pharisee was fasting and paying tithes and praying, he wasn't justified. It wasn't enough. Jesus says, no, it wasn't enough. Because it was shallow. It wasn't a change of heart. He was exalting himself. In fact, he was exalting himself right in front of the tax collector. He was not humbling himself before God. The tax collector, who had nothing to boast about, had the right inner attitude. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So this helps us understand a little bit more about what we're supposed to do. What are we supposed to do during Lent? And what does God want us to do? This comes out even more clearly in today's first reading. a beautiful passage from the prophet Hosea. Hosea, first of all, quotes what the people are saying. There, and it sounds pretty good. At the beginning of the reading, they're saying, okay, let us return to the Lord. Yes, we have been punished, but the Lord will have mercy on us. On the third day, he will raise us up. We can be sure of his goodness to us. His judgment shines forth like the light of day. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that waters the earth. It sounds like they are saying the right things. They're acknowledging their dependence on God. They're waiting for God to restore them. And then we get the twist, just like at the end of the parable, we get the surprise. Hosea, speaking in the name of the Lord, gives us the answer. The Lord says, what can I do with you? What can I do with you people? You're saying all these holy words. You're acting as if you deserve to be raised up, as if you deserve a blessing now. But in fact, your piety is like a morning cloud, meaning it's shallow, it's passing, it's superficial, it's not from the heart, it's just for show. It's like the dew that passes early away. You see, you're doing, this is the Lord saying to the people, you're doing or you're saying a lot of good things, but you're not really changing. You're making sacrifices, but not from the heart. So, something else is required. What is that something else? And this is where we get the theme today. It is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. It is love that I desire, not sacrifice. Or the translation we had in the responsorial psalm, it is mercy I desire and not sacrifice. It is love or mercy that I desire, not sacrifice. Well, what about sacrifice? What about fasting, self-denial, self-discipline? What about our efforts to empty ourselves? What about all that? Well, this is the principle that this liturgy should tell us. It's possible to have sacrifice without love, but it's not possible to have love without sacrifice. So they do go together if we love. But if we only have sacrifice and not love, if we don't put them together, that's of no value. That doesn't do it. That's not what God wants. So God does not want sacrifice without love. He doesn't want a show of sacrifice. He doesn't want shallow offerings, superficial gifts. He doesn't want what the Pharisee is boasting about in today's gospel, fasting twice a week. That man's fasting twice a week so that he can boast about it. He's not emptying himself at all. He's filling himself up with self-righteousness. That's not even sacrifice. That's just the appearance of sacrifice. So that's not it. I say we can have sacrifice without love. And if we're doing that in this Lent, we're doing it wrong. If we're sacrificing without love, we're just focused on ourselves, on our achievement, on how well we can fulfill the expectation, how well we can check off the items on our list of things that we're going to do for God. Well, who made that list? And why are we checking off those boxes? If it's only for ourselves, then that's not what God asks for. It is love I desire, not sacrifice. Now, so it's possible to have sacrifice without love, but it's not possible to have love without sacrifice. It's not possible to be merciful without sacrifice. It's not possible to be dedicated to the good of others and to the glory of God without somehow cutting into the natural tendency to serve ourselves. That's the sacrifice. Putting ourselves last is always going to be a sacrifice. And the reason we do it is for love of God and love of neighbor. So the correction that Hosea is giving to the people is that you're doing sacrifices, but you're not doing it for God or for others. You're just doing it for yourself. So you have sacrifice without love. You have burnt offerings, but you don't have knowledge of God. You have human will, but you're not submitting yourselves to God's will. The instruction then is focus on love. Focus on getting out of yourself. Well, in fact, forget yourself. Make a gift of yourself to God and to others. Make that sacrifice, and that will bear good fruit. You see what happens in the gospel. The Pharisee is full of himself. The tax collector is emptying himself. He actually is offering a sacrifice. Maybe he didn't tithe twice that week. Maybe he didn't tithe at all. But by coming before the Lord and saying, "Have mercy on me, a sinner," he's making the best sacrifice. Emptying himself before God, making himself available to the will of God. And that's what God is asking of us. It is love I desire, not sacrifice. It's making that gift of yourself that I desire, not sacrifice. Yeah, so we can't say that God doesn't want sacrifice. What he doesn't want is sacrifice without love, sacrifice without mercy. He doesn't want that. But he wants love, mercy, and that presupposes or that includes sacrifice. So with that in mind, as we reach this middle point of Lent, let's go forth in the second half of Lent with this awareness of love being the goal, love being the reason why we make sacrifices, love being the reason why we can even make a gift of ourselves with joy, because we're not focused on ourselves, we're focused on what gives glory to God and what is good for our brothers and sisters.